Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Mem Ches, Se'if Dalet. Hayotzim B'Shayaro B'Midbar. Those who are going to journey by caravan into the wilderness. V'akol Yoidim Shem Tzichim V'Chashas. And everyone knows that if you're going to go on this caravan, you're going to end up traveling on Shabbos, there's a Bichil Shabbos. K'ibnei HaSakana L'Yuchol Akev B'Midbar Shabbos Adam. There's a danger element that you can't just say, I'll stay here in the Midbar by myself. You keep going on Shabbos and I'll stay behind. If you join the caravan, you're going with them through Shabbos as well. Shlosha yamim kodim Shabbos, if the caravan is leaving within 3 days of Shabbos, Asurim, let's say, so you cannot go with that trip. Ubiyom rishon ubisheni b'shlishi, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, mutar, let's say, so it is permitted to join the caravan. And if later it's going to come a sakana situation, and then he's going to have to desecrate Shabbos because it's a matter of life and death, mutter, it's okay. And we don't say that he did any chilul Shabbos. If someone is taking a caravan to go up to Eretz Yisrael, in this Danlo Shayara, if he gets a caravan that's going, Afilu Berev Shabbos, even if it's leaving on Friday, Kivin Didvar Mitzvahu, since this is for a mitzvah, Yachal Lifrosh, he can join the caravan and go with him. Uposiki Mahem Lishbos, but he has to tell them up front, I have no intention of traveling on Shabbos, of course we're going to stop on Shabbos. Vim Acha Shia B'Midbar L'Yirtz Lishbos Imo, but once they're out in the wilderness, they decide we're not stopping, Yachal Lechasi Mahem, he can go with them. Chutz l'tchum, even out of the tchum, b'bnei b'kuch nefesh, because it's a matter of life and death. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chafei. They know that going on the caravan will entail chil Shabbos, l'chal Shabbos, afilu b'isad rabbonon, even if it's just this rabbonon. Maganavam b'shem yivosh, b'isad rabbonon, simply riding on an animal. Riding on animals in this rabbonon. So he knows up front there's going to be some degree of chil Shabbos. So the halacha is, he's not allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos. Sivkan chavav, ubiyom rishon, ubisheni b'shlishi, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he can go. Kvain espar hatam, we explained the reason before. Mishum dehem nikraim al shem Shabbos ha'avar. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are following previous Shabbos. Ven sarachli hizor ato, shleyovo lechil Shabbos habar. At that point, he's not responsible to worry about what will happen the next Shabbos, will there be chil Shabbos. Ubekneses Hagadola Kasa B'Shem Hari Ben Lev. Kneses Hagadola quotes Hari Ben Lev. Tikashiyodeh Bevadai, Shiyahu Lechil Shabbos. If he knows for sure there'll be Chil Shabbos, also Ach B'Chi Agav, there will be also even in such a case. V'chein Kasa V'Dvaz, V'Dvaz writes this as well. V'alpizes Soimchen Achshav, Shemesakne Be'atzvam Ketzas, Shol Chil Shabbos. And based on that, there are people now who put themselves in danger not to be Chil Shabbos. Because then retroactively it comes out, they went on the trip, be'isser. So in order that it shouldn't be that they went be'isser, they put themselves zakana on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold this way. And again, this is a series of Rishonim, different Pshatim, and some held it as a problem, but others hold it's not a problem. And those who were concerned end up putting themselves in danger if they are not going to mechal Shabbos while they're on the caravan. If they left on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then there's a sakana situation, so it's because nefesh, it's doichem. What's the law meaning to say? Since it happens on its own, that in the end they're forced into a situation, because nefesh, we don't look at it as if they were mechal shabbos. Uposhet, de lekuli alma osel l'haftiach, imam. Now it's simple and obvious that everyone agrees that he can't assure the leaders of the caravan when he joins them that don't worry, I'll do chil Shabbos with you, I'll do work on Shabbos, even if it's just a malach d'rabban, even though if he tells them that I'm not going to work on Shabbos, he won't be able to go. So Yirtzu Shtatzmo, they won't want to let him join. V'afilam hu dvar mitzvah, even for dvar mitzvah, to master behead chal Shabbos, he can't agree up front that I'm a chal Shabbos. So let's say they say to him, the only way we're going to take you is if you tell us right now you're going to chal Shabbos. And if you're not agreeable, you can't come. He can't agree to that. It's one thing if you leave and it ends up a Kesach HaShabbos. But you can't assure them that Al Mechal HaShabbos. And if they make that a condition of travel, and if you're not going to agree to Mechal HaShabbos, then you can't come. He can't come. Even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Because he can't openly say, yeah, Al Mechal HaShabbos. Sivkan Chavches. V'ha'oilo le'eretz Yisrael. If someone is going up to Eretz Yisrael, Yesh Om, some say, to be considered a mitzvah, traveling to Eretz Yisrael, is only a mitzvah if you're going to settle in Eretz Yisrael. The Yesh, others say, even if you plan on going and returning to Chutz La'aretz, it's also a mitzvah. It's not every mitzvah. Even walking for Amos in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Especially that which Ramah is lenient at the end of the Siman in Ramah. Vaday de gamze hu mechal dvar mitzvah. So this is called dvar mitzvah if he's going even to visit. Sivkar chav tes. Uposik imam l'shpos. He has to tell them, I don't intend to travel on Shabbos. So certainly he can't tell them al mechal Shabbos, right? He has to tell them, we're not going on Shabbos. Vapsika hu l'ikuva. This arrangement is ma'akiv. Even though by the ship we said the same thing, but there it's not ma'akiv. Here, when you're traveling on land, it is ma'akiv. If they say no way, then he can't go. I explain this in Be'er. If he told them, I don't intend to travel on Shabbos, and then when it comes Shabbos, they have no intention of stopping, he continues to go with them. If he's afraid to stay alone in the midbar, he may be attacked by wild animals, or he may be confronted by robbers, they'll steal his animal, he won't be able to go on foot, it'll be a sakana, or they'll take his money, he'll have no way to survive in the midbar, they may steal his clothing in the winter, all of these are Safek Nefesh scenarios, therefore he can continue to go with them. He's telling them, I want to stop today. Shabbos, let's rest for a day. And they say, we're not stopping. You want to stay here? You can stay. He's going to go with them. Because to stay behind alone is fraught with peril. Sifkar lam and alf chutz l'tchum, even if it means going out of tchum. V'adin afil l'chutz yubez mil namishar, even to go 12 mil, which is a d'iraisa level tchum. Ad shigi l'malkam shein shom shum chashash sakana sefashar, unless he reaches a place where at that place there's no concern of sakana, at that point, he'll separate from them and spend Shabbos there. And he'll be able to walk 2,000 amas from that spot in every direction. So, to be left alone in the midbar is an absolute sakana. So, if he goes with them behater in the early part of the week, then he can continue traveling with them during Shabbos as well, because to be left behind is sakana sefashos. But if they come to a place where he can spend Shabbos, there's a resort, there's a hotel, there's a city, there's whatever it is, and it's not a sakana at all to stay there, then you have to stay there for Shabbos, even if it means falling behind. Shulchan Aruch continues, v'mnichnas le'ir achas b'Shabbos. If he joins this caravan, and they leave before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, they come into a city. Mahalach es kula, he'll be able to walk the whole city. Even if they leave him out of the city, he wants to go into the city, that's fine. The kivan dvar mitzvah nafak, since he left Erev Shabbos for dvar mitzvah, it's not like he left without reshus, he had reshus, and therefore he gets the full 2,000 amas in each direction. Yesh oiv, the Ramah says, some say, if a person is going for business purposes, or to visit a friend he hasn't seen, it's all called dvar mitzvah. It's not called a reshus, unless he's going just for vacation. So the Ramah expands the definition of what's called dvar mitzvah you can leave within 3 days of Shabbos, even if you're going for panosa, even if you're going to see relatives or friends. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Then kol shekein going to Eretz Yisrael is a dvar mitzvah, even though you intend to leave Eretz Yisrael later on, it's not less than these dvar mitzvahs. V'alkein, therefore, nagu b'ktas mekoymis lahakil, in some places they're lenient, b'inyan haflogis asfinis, as far as going on a voyage, v'alich ha-shayara, or traveling a caravan, Teruch Shlosha Yom, within 3 days of Shabbos. Ki Choshen HaKol is Bar Mitzvah. Everything is Bar Mitzvah. Ve'in Limchus B'yodam. And we're not going to stop them. We're not going to protest. They have whom to rely upon. So it's a very broad definition of what's called Dvar Mitzvah, to allow them going even within 3 days of Shabbos. If their caravan comes to a city on Shabbos, so he can walk the whole city. Since he was considered an oynis when he left the tchum because it was a matter of life and death, and when he joined the caravan, it was with permission, it was halachically correct, it was okay. We don't treat him like someone else who leaves the tchum on Shabbos, where he ends up, he has no more than 4 amas. This person didn't do that, so therefore he has the full 2,000 amas. Because of Maganavam writes, the Daf Keshahach Dvar Mitzvah Gemur, this is referring to a case when you're traveling for a full fledged mitzvah. V'lo Keshahach Eschar, not when you're going just for business. The Afdas Hagosh Shagam Zemik Yitzurach Mitzvah, even though the Ramah does say that going for Panosah is a mitzvah, the Kamokal in Shiyachal Alach Batoch Kol Yir, but to give you the right to walk the whole city, that you need more than Schar. Also, in Shulchan Aruch writes, even if he's outside the city and comes into the city, he has the full 2,000 amas. In this mechalzeh, we're not going to rely on that. Kimin shehar post mechol kamzeh, since many poskim disagree. So it's got to be a full fledged mitzvah to have these leniencies. But if it's a quasi mitzvah like schoira, so we're not going to give him the liberty of walking the full 2,000 amas at the city where he ends up on a Shabbos. Sifkat lamed gimel, the cave of the Bar Mitzvah chulu. Since he left the Bar Mitzvah, so he doesn't lose the tchum of the place he's going. Avalim yotze mitchila dvar harashus. But if he left on the trip and it wasn't for the Bar Mitzvah, it was a personal matter, a vacation. Avsha ata hayomutol leches imam. Even at that point in time, it was permitted to go with them. Chus tchum ad tchum. Bnei pikuch nefesh, because where he was, it was now pikuch nefesh. It was a matter of life and death. But when he started the journey, he went against the Chachamim, because he went on this trip that began within 3 days of Shabbos. So we're going to treat him like anyone else who left the Tchum on Shabbos. He just gets 4 Amos. But if he left earlier than 3 days, meaning he left the beginning of the week, even though it wasn't for a mitzvah, it was for personal pleasure. When it comes Shabbos, he had to go out of the tchum because it was a matter of life and death. He will get 2,000 amos in each direction when they come into a city on Shabbos, because he went on the caravan with permission of Chachamim. Od Kasav, it's written further, if he began the trip within 3 days of Shabbos, because he made a mistake and he thought it's fine. He didn't know there's an Issur. So he is someone who didn't do anything wrong intentionally. He made a mistake. The Yeshua Paimam Lechok will give him 2,000 Amos as well. And the other Achram write this as well. So Ramah expands the definition of mitzvah to include the Schoira, going for business. Even though he has what to eat, he's traveling on this trip to make more money for profits. That's still called the Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say he's going on this trip to collect money that a non-Jew owes him, and the non-Jew is ill. If he doesn't collect, he's going to lose that money. As long as the non-Jew isn't at death's door, we don't consider that as a total or an absolute case of loss, and one should be strict. So as long as it's not a goyis, it's not pseid devados, it's not for sure a loss, it's still called varshus. Eli Rabbi says, no, that's okay. It's not less than going for a business trip. Therefore, to collect the debt from the ill non-Jew is permitted even within 3 days of Shabbos. Finally, come on, Simin Shin Lamed Tes, Magen Avraham, say, if Kohen Yud Gimel, Mishnah Bereishis, look later in Simin Shin Lamed Tes, Magen Avraham, Sivkan Yigilin, and the Mishnah Berurah there. Sivkan Laman Hei, V'halichas Shayara. Because there's a broad definition of the Bar Mitzvah, in a number of places, people will go easily on these voyages or caravans within 3 days of Shabbos. The Daza Magen Avraham B'Shem Kana Poskim, if you look at Magen Avraham, he quotes many persons, V'halichas Shayara Ein L'Hakim, that he did not like this leniency for going by caravan. It's one thing to go by ship, there's more to be lenient, but by caravan, not. So Moshe says, we're not going to protest, because they have who to rely on. But in places that do not have a minig to be lenient, it is not worth it to make it. The Kaab Poskim save him to be in a mitzvah gemur, because many Poskim hold, you need a real mitzvah, and not these quasi-mitzvahs described by the Ramah.